Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second, the first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh, the catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Hatton moves to third. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver bunts towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tuttle. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0-for-1 in the game. Velarde hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Lepsio, who tags Kaline, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. House reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling is walked intentionally. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-0 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo misplays the ball. That's an error on Consolo. House moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Wayne Velarde is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velarde is 0-for-2 in the game. Velarde hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Boone moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. House hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Harry Aganez pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keene. The throw from White and he is safe. Keene steals second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Reno Bertoia pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone is walked intentionally. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. House hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing left field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.